would say, going back to about the late 40s when we got the first computer. And if you look at most cycles of innovation, I would say they have 30, 40, 50 years to run. If you think of rail, for example, in the late 1800s and what it meant, or steam, or for various technologies, we've had about a 60-year run in the computer and information technology business. And people say, isn't your run over? The world's going to move to other areas. Your industry will slow down. And it's not going to be the same kind of driver of innovation that it was in the past. To which my response is, no, quite to the contrary. I see more opportunities to do innovative work in information technology in the next 5 to 10 years than in any other period. And I've been at Microsoft, well, now almost 30 years, almost half the computer revolution. It's scary when I say it that way, but almost half the computer revolution I've been at Microsoft. And yet, I said, man, these next few years, they're going to be the best yet. We really will have a world of information which finds us and floats green. Hey, bring that up. Walk in, boom. And there'll be a camera, and there'll be a microphone built into this thing, and it'll recognize it, it'll find it, it'll go get that information for me. That's within what we can dream about over the next several years. We'll talk about a world in which literally, not only will these computers be smarter than they were with you, but things that we think about today as manual processes will become automated.
I know every business will tell you they're super automated. They're not. Go visit a hospital anytime soon, and you'll know. And I see just enough smiles, and we've been involved with the NHS, and it's doing leading edge work, and yet it's still not an entirely digitized business. Go to any port and watch the process that's used to load and unload containers. That's almost entirely a paper-based process. I take a look out here in the audience, and I see a lot of people have paper and pencil with them. A couple people have computers here, PCs and Macs, I noticed. I was doing a market share survey of that statistic. And yet, why? And I'll show you, I have a piece of paper even in my pocket. But we literally will have digital screens that are this thin, this light, this flexible over the course of the next 5 years. And we will be able to replace many of the things that happened. 5 years ago, I used to feel terrible every time I'd see somebody with a video camera to speak. Because I'd never met a human being who'd actually watched any of the videos. Now they get webcast, thank you. And a few people will watch them. And yet, your ability to have a dialogue with somebody who works with you about what happened at this lecture is limited. You can't write an electronic note during the middle of the session and have it immediately cue to exactly the place in the video where you're saying, I didn't understand what Steve meant here. Was he making any sense? If you write that note, you want the person who you transmitted to know where I was and what I was saying and what I was talking. So, I could go on forever on this topic, but what I'm really trying to do is convey some of my fundamental enthusiasm about the innovation that's coming and that is possible. You know, when we talk about these issues, I'll say information technology is more critical than ever. It's got a more important role to play. Now, we see this just in our own operations here in the UK. We have a network of business partners who employ almost 240,000 people here in the United Kingdom. And those companies generate about 20.5 billion pounds in business. So we're not just seeing this from our own perspective, but a world of business partners here in this country and others. And we look at the potential for job growth. I think there'll be about 3 times as many jobs created in information technology than in the economy at large. 78,000 new jobs over the next 4 years or so here in the UK. And it's because of what information technology permits.